With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 16th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night, the Sioux City Musketeers continued on their season as they're coming down the stretch. They've already clinched a playoff spot, but are trying to improve their standing in the United States Hockey League Western Conference. The Musketeers did so with a 4-0 regulation win over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Four goals scored by four different Musketeers in the win in Sioux City last night. Three of those goals coming in the third period. Star of the show was Alex Tracy, the goaltender for Sioux City, who was able to stop 15 shots for the shutout win over Des Moines. Musketeers currently sitting second in the Western Conference. They have 38 wins, 16 regulation losses, 4 overtime losses, and a shootout loss for a total of 81 points. They are currently 11 points behind first place Tri-City, and the Musketeers are back in action against Des Moines tonight in Des Moines for a 6 o'clock puck drop. To some college football news, of course, spring football continuing on in the Hawkeye State, and well, a fellow that Kingsley Pearson sports fans are probably very familiar with and glad to see him on at the next level is former OABCIG star Cooper DeJean, who says he's been spending this spring at safety for the Hawkeyes. The former, of course, OABCIG star appeared in 7 games for the Hawkeyes last season at various spots.
I haven't played that much corner this spring, so I've been seeing a lot of the offense from the safety position and cash. Obviously, it's different than playing corner, but I think it's been good for me just getting the reps under my belt and just get more and more comfortable back there.
DeJean says that the experience he gained last season is also a plus.
Just to get that experience on defense, and then obviously I played quite a bit of special teams during the year. And then I got a few reps on defense, so that was good just to figure out the speed of the game and how it operates and trying to understand what the offense is trying to do.
Iowa special teams coach and West Lyon alum LeVar Woods says DeJean is one of the players who could become Iowa's holder on PATs and field goals.
He has a unique ability with the ball in his hands, and I think that's part of that position. Again, it's a position most people don't think about or don't think about. Everyone blames the kicker for a missed kick. Well, if you go and you watch and you really look closely, a lot of times he's either off the spot, the tilt is not what the kicker wants or what he expected when he's striking the ball. You know, everything we're trying to do kicking field goals is trying to compress the ball, hit the sweet spot the way the kicker wants to.
Coach LeVar Woods admits that the idea of DeJean at holder would add a different threat in the special teams game for the Hawkeyes.
It starts with holding the ball and putting the ball through the uprights, right? So if that's what the field goal unit is on the field for, is to put the ball through the uprights. So if he's the best option for that, then that's the way we go. If he's not, then we go the route that puts the ball through the uprights. But he certainly adds a different dimension.
The Hawkeye spring football practice schedule will be wrapping up next week on Saturday, April 23rd. And some Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. The Minnesota Twins got back in the win column after losing a pair to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Twins get a win on the road against the Boston Red Sox by an 8-4 final score. Rookie Joe Ryan got the win, pitching 6 innings, allowing 5 hits and earned runs and striking out 7. Gary Sanchez and Luis Arraez with 2 RBIs apiece. The Detroit Tigers took down Kansas City in a low-scoring affair, 2-1 that final score. Carlos Santana, the lone Kansas City run, batted in. That came in the 4th inning. Detroit scored 2 in their half of the 7th inning. The Chicago White Sox were winners by 1 yesterday over the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Jake Berger had 2 RBIs for the White Sox, the only 2 runs batted in. A solo homer came in the 3rd inning, and an RBI single came in the 5th for Berger. The other run came off of a wild pitch for the White Sox yesterday. The St. Louis Cardinals continue their great start as they destroy Milwaukee 10-1. That final score, Miles Michaelis with an outstanding outing on the mound, goes 6 2/3 innings of work, allows 3 hits, an earned run, strikes out 7 in the win. Nolan Arenado goes 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and 3 more Cardinals had 2 RBIs apiece in the outstanding win. And finally, the Colorado Rockies, they took down the Chicago Cubbies last night in Denver. 6-5 was that final score. The Rockies with a 5-run fourth inning was all that they needed to take down the Chicago Cubs. So it's the first week or so of the Major League Baseball season, and it's good to see how things are starting to shake out early. We'll see how things go the next few months of the Major League Baseball schedule. The NBA playoffs start today, and of course the Minnesota Timberwolves are in action. They will be getting going on the floor at 2:30 this afternoon, and they will be taking on the Memphis Grizzlies in the opening round of the Western Conference playoffs in the National Basketball Association. Again, that gets going this afternoon. For more sports news, be sure to log on to our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter page, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteng.